Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Community Economic Development Handbook Strategies and Tools to Revitalize Your Neighborhood is a practical guide to neighborhood-level economic development written by Mihailo Tamali for community practitioners, nonprofit leaders, technical assistance providers, and others working to strengthen local economies. Rather than offering a theoretical model, the book presents a hands-on framework for identifying where a community can create the most leverage and then building an action plan around that opportunity. Its central idea is the pivot point strategy, which organizes neighborhood revitalization around four key areas: commercial district revitalization, microbusiness development, workforce development, and neighborhood job growth. The book is structured as a working handbook with step-by-step processes, worksheets, and field-tested guidance designed to help organizations move from diagnosis to action. Because it focuses on implementation, partnerships, and local capacity, it remains useful for readers who need a grounded approach to community economic development rather than broad policy discussion. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the four pivot points define a practical map for neighborhood revitalization. The book's most distinctive contribution is its pivot point framework, which argues that community economic development becomes more effective when organizations choose a limited number of high-leverage targets instead of trying to do everything. Once Tamali identifies four such pivot points, revitalizing the commercial district, developing microbusinesses, developing the community workforce, and growing neighborhood jobs. This structure matters because it turns a broad and often vague field into a manageable set of strategic options. Each pivot point addresses a different part of the local economy, but the book treats them as interconnected rather than isolated. Commercial districts shape visibility and customer flow. Microbusinesses build local ownership, workforce development increases residents' ability to participate in the economy, and neighborhood jobs help retain income inside the community. The framework is useful because it gives practitioners a way to assess where effort will produce the strongest local effect. Instead of assuming that one solution fits all neighborhoods, the book encourages careful diagnosis and sequencing. That makes the strategy both flexible and disciplined, which is one reason the book is often treated as a field manual rather than a general introduction to urban renewal. Secondly, the handbook turns planning into a repeatable four-step implementation process. A second major strength of the book is its insistence that community economic development should follow a clear operational sequence. Tamali organizes each pivot point around four repeated steps: assess current conditions, create a vision and strategic plan, implement the plan, and monitor, evaluate, and improve. This is more than a planning template. It is a way of preventing organizations from jumping into activity without a realistic understanding of local conditions. The assessment stage pushes readers to look closely at assets, barriers, and existing capacity before choosing a strategy. The planning stage then converts that diagnosis into a focused direction, while implementation translates goals into concrete actions. Finally, the evaluation step reinforces that neighborhood revitalization is not a one-time project, but an adaptive process. This structure is important because community development often fails when organizations confuse activity with progress. By making evaluation part of the model, the handbook emphasizes learning, adjustment, and accountability. The result is a practical methodology that can be applied across different neighborhoods and organizational settings. Readers looking for a clear process for moving from concept to execution will find that this step-by-step design is one of the book's most useful features. Thirdly, commercial district revitalization is presented as a visible engine of local change. Tamali treats commercial district revitalization as one of the strongest entry points for neighborhood economic development because it affects how residents, customers, and investors perceive a place. The commercial district, especially the main street or central business area, functions as the public face of the neighborhood. If it deteriorates, that decline shapes outside perceptions and can discourage investment, business formation, and foot traffic. The book's focus here is practical improving storefronts, business activity, and district identity can create visible momentum that helps other efforts gain credibility. This topic is not framed as cosmetic improvement alone. A healthier commercial district can increase local spending, attract external customers, and reinforce a sense of stability that benefits other economic strategies. The book also implies that district work works best when it is grounded in conditions assessment and partnership building rather than surface-level beautification. That distinction matters because commercial revitalization requires coordination among businesses, property owners, residents, and community organizations. By treating the commercial district as a strategic pivot point, the handbook shows why place visibility and economic performance are closely linked. It is one of the clearest examples in the book of how neighborhood-level action can change both local conditions and outside perception at the same time. Fourthly, microbusiness development is treated as a local ownership strategy, not just small-scale entrepreneurship. The book gives microbusiness development a central role because very small enterprises can provide a realistic path to ownership, income generation, and neighborhood wealth building in communities where larger firms may be absent or inaccessible. Temeli does not present microbusinesses as a marginal side issue. Instead, he frames them as a serious economic pivot point that can expand opportunity when matched with training, financing, technical support, and local market understanding. This is important because micro-entrepreneurs often face barriers that differ from those of larger businesses, including limited capital, weaker networks, and less formal management experience. The handbook therefore stresses understanding the realities of micro-business owners before designing support systems. In practical terms, this means community organizations must do more than encourage entrepreneurship. They must build the ecosystem that allows small ventures to survive and grow. The book also links microbusiness development to neighborhood reinvestment, since locally owned firms are more likely to keep money circulating nearby. Compared with generic small business advice, the handbook is more community-centered. It examines microbusinesses as part of a broader local development strategy, where ownership, neighborhood identity, and economic resilience are connected. That makes the chapter useful for practitioners who want enterprise development that serves place-based goals rather than isolated startup growth. Lastly, the book is built for practitioners who need tools, partnerships, and adaptable local action, unlike many books on community development that remain conceptual. This handbook is built to be used by organizations in the field. Its audience includes community-based organizations, practitioners, and professionals who need a clear framework, but also worksheets, planning prompts, and concrete next steps. The value of that design is that it recognizes the real constraints of neighborhood work: limited staff, uneven funding, and the need to coordinate with multiple partners. Temeli repeatedly emphasizes relationships, visibility, credibility, and partnerships because community economic development depends on cooperation across sectors. The book also acknowledges that organizations may begin with one pivot point and later expand to others as capacity grows. That sequencing reflects a realistic understanding of organizational development. Another practical strength is that the handbook encourages readers to use local data and local conditions rather than copying a generic model. This makes it adaptable to different neighborhoods, even though some references are dated. Its enduring usefulness comes from the clarity of its framework and the immediacy of its tools. For practitioners, the book stands out because it does not just explain what community economic development is. It helps readers decide where to start and how to keep improving over time. In conclusion, this book is best suited for community development practitioners, nonprofit staff, neighborhood organizers, economic development professionals, and students who want a realistic introduction to place-based economic work. It is especially valuable for readers who need more than abstract theory and want a framework they can actually apply in a neighborhood setting. The handbook offers practical benefits at several levels. It helps readers diagnose local conditions, choose a strategic starting point, structure action plans, and evaluate progress over time. It also provides a way to think about economic development as a coordinated local system rather than a set of disconnected programs. What distinguishes it from many books in the same category is its combination of strategic clarity and operational usefulness. The pivot point model gives readers a simple organizing logic, while the worksheets and step-by-step process make the book feel like a working manual. Even if some examples reflect the era in which it was written, the core method remains relevant because it is grounded in enduring neighborhood development realities. For anyone seeking a disciplined, field-tested approach to revitalizing local economies, this book remains a strong and practical reference. If you would like to support Mihailo Temeli, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.